Welcome to EFT Tapping Like a Mother,
where we're helping you tap through life.
I'm Lee.
I'm Colette.
And together we are your tapping fairy godmothers.
We're here where you need us.
Welcome back to another episode of EFT Tapping Like a Mother. Colette is still in the woods in Vermont with no reception. And here with us today is Liz Fisher. Oh my gosh, Liz Fisher is not only a mom on summer break like the rest of us, trying to figure out what to do with our kids, but you have camp, right?
Well, the kids are in camp this week, so it's a good week to do some recording with you.
Absolutely. And so Liz has a very unique, special topic, which we wanted to share with everyone. Liz, you can best share that. So please tell us.
So we are talking today about emetophobia. And for those of you that don't know what this is, it is the fear of throwing up. Or it's actually a unrealistic fear of vomit, of the stomach flu, of being sick, of being around someone that throws up, because it causes an overabundance of anxiety in your body when it happens. And I had that actually for most of my life. It usually starts when we're subjected to an episode of either ourselves throwing up or someone throwing up, and it causes a trauma in our body that we kind of hold on to, and our subconscious mind remembers that through our adulthood. And sometimes this fear, this irrational fear of throwing up, gets very out of control.
And you know what? And please forgive the background sounds of New York City. I'm going to try to close the door in a moment. But here's the thing about it. As moms, we have to deal with vomit. Unexpectedly so, right?
Oh, and it was not good for me for the first years of my children's lives. It caused chaos in my home, problems with my husband and I. It was just, you know, people that don't have this don't understand why someone would be so fearful of a bodily function that happens to everyone at some point in their life.
Can you walk us through, while I go close the door, can you walk us through some symptoms of, oh, that might be me?
Okay, so if you think you might have emetophobia, some of the symptoms you might feel in your body when someone even says the word throw up, or someone says they don't feel well, or you're sitting next to someone and they're coughing violently and you think this person might throw up. We feel this this feeling, this adrenaline kind of rush. It's almost like if you've ever been on a roller coaster and you feel your stomach kind of falling. It's a uncomfortable sensation in your body that you don't really have control over. It almost causes a panic attack type response where your chest starts to flutter, your heartbeat is faster, you get sweaty palms, you feel like you need to escape wherever you are. And it's not fun. Like I said, I had that for most of my life, and I was able to overcome it, believe it or not. And I help people who are in the same situation that I was to be able to overcome this with tapping.
Yahoo! So let's just go ahead and do our tap along. Now, Liz is going to lead us. I will silently repeat after her, follow along, right? And so here's the thing. Feel free to tap with us. If you're not feeling comfortable, then don't. We always take responsibility for our actions. And if you feel you need to check in with your medical or health professional first, then do so. And Liz, I'm going to let you take it away and I'm going to follow along, because here's the thing, moms, even if we don't have this particular situation, we will still receive borrower's benefits, right?
Yes, and borrowing benefits is amazing and produces effects when we don't even try. So yes, if you feel inclined, please tap along with me. And I'm just going to give you an idea of what it feels like to tap for the panic that you feel during an episode of, you know, if someone says, I feel like I might throw up. Yes, they really mean it. So I'm going to start with the side of my hand, and we'll just do a round of tapping and see how we feel in our bodies after this. So even though I have this feeling of panic in my body, and I feel out of control because someone said they might throw up, I love and accept myself anyway. Even though I don't know what to do when someone says they might throw up, I love and accept myself, even though my body is feeling very out of control and panicked. And even though I have this feeling of nausea in my body right now, and that feeling makes me panic, I love and accept my body, even if it's going through something that makes me uncomfortable. I love and accept myself anyway. So we'll do the top of the head. This feeling of anxiety in my body that makes me uncomfortable. I have a trauma that may have happened to me sometime in my life that caused this fear. And we're on the side of the eye here now. I feel out of control of my body at this moment. The under the eye, I am panicked at the thought of throwing up or someone around me throwing up. Under the nose, I am choosing to be calm. I have control over my body in this moment. The chin point, even though I feel very out of control, and my body is used to panicking when it hears the word throw up. I am choosing, collarbone point, to relax these symptoms that I'm feeling at this very moment. On the underarm point, I am choosing to be calm, even though my body feels panic. This will pass. It is only a feeling, and I can overcome it by tapping. I can feel calm in my body, even though I'm used to feeling panic in this moment. So there we go. There's one quick round of tapping for emetophobia. And although you couldn't see Lee, she was getting some relief there because I saw a lot of yawning going on.
So much yawning. It's like, wow, I needed it. Thank you, Liz. Now, here's the thing. When you're tapping, make sure that your whatever thoughts are coming in, jot them down quickly so you can follow those tangents. But if you prefer to work with Liz, she is now going to tell us where we can find her on social media and her website before she has to dash off to help some other people this morning.
Wonderful. I would love to talk to you about this. You could do a quick 15-minute discovery call with me for free. And you could go to my website to book a free consult. And it is tapintohealth.net. And you can find me on social media at Instagram. What is my Instagram? I don't even know. It's too early on a Monday, Lee. I can't even remember. It's EFT tapping. I don't even know. We're going to have to put it in the show notes because I'm not awake yet.
It's all good. And this is the perfect example of done and showing up in life is better than trying to be perfect, because you're here and we can always look that up and put it in the show notes. The important thing is that we've helped somebody today and hopefully you'll be able to connect. So any last words or thoughts as we wrap up today's episode, Liz?
Just that, you know, you're not alone. This is very common. People just don't talk about it. And it's hard to work with someone even though psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, you can go to and talk with them about the specific disorder, and it's hard for them to relate to you if they haven't experienced this. So my experience with this is I know exactly what you're going through. You're not crazy. And there is a way to help it. I am living proof. My kids throw up all the time, and I could care less now.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's so funny because I can generally handle the back end of things, but the front end, the vomiting, not so much.
It's not that fun. I still have a hard time with that. I honestly have to plug my ears, but I'm able to get through it. I'm not a crazy lunatic that's trying to leave the house, and I owe it all to tapping.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And you know, International EFT Tapping Month is coming upon us shortly this season. You know, it's every August. And Liz is also a contributor, so you're going to want to check her out again. Thank you so much, Liz, for coming today.
Thank you so much, Lee, for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, everyone. You know what to do. Follow the show notes. See where we can be followed. You know, go to, what is it? See even my own website with Colette. TappingLikeAMother.com for more info. And take care. We'll tap soon. Bye-bye, everyone.